We ended the last time we were studying the Sefer Tikkun Tfilasi by talking about the fact that the most fundamental aspect of davening is awareness of Dalif Nemi Atalmeid, is an awareness that we are standing in the presence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I left you last time with a little bit of a cliffhanger that he gives us homework for how is it that we create that consciousness that I'm standing before Hashem. Now I told you I'll present it to you and you'll tell me what you think. It's a little bit different than what we're normally used to. So he recommends the following. He says, if you want to create an awareness of someone else or something else around you, so you actually have to feel the presence of someone else around you. So he encourages you to find a chavrusa, could be a guy sitting next to you in shul, perhaps even a spouse. And he says the two people have to sit one opposite the other. Person number one is the person who's working on his presence. So he's slowing down his breathing. He's aware of how he's feeling. He's aware of his surroundings. He is present in the moment. The other person is the one who is aware of the other person's presence. So he says, once you have that dynamic going on, so the person who is aware of the other person's presence has to look at the person who is present and say the word ata, you. And he has to say it not once, not twice, three times, he says up until 10 times. But you, getting yourself used to the fact that there's someone standing opposite you, that there's someone sitting opposite you, and that person is a presence in your life right now. And he makes a beautiful point. He says, "Apnia el hasheni ke'ata." When I look, I'll pick on Rabbi Lanner now. When I look at Rabbi Lanner and I say the word you, "Eino yotzeret et anochichut," I'm not creating Rabbi Lanner's presence. Rabbi Lanner is present whether or not I refer to him as you or not. That's a fact. He is present in front of me. What do I accomplish by referring to him as you? Ella hi akara b'mamashut shelo. Rather, I'm simply acknowledging that he is in existence. In other words, my saying ata doesn't create that existence. It's an acknowledgement of that existence. Hi mechaberet ben anochach lechash benochuso. It creates a connection now between me and him. So Rabbi Lanner was there the whole time, and I'm there the whole time. What I simply accomplished by saying the word ata, you, is I create an awareness of his presence. I train myself to be aware of the fact that there's someone in something opposite me. He says that's also predicated on the fact that I feel the ani, right? That's why the first person has to be aware of himself, because there's dynamic, he says, between ani and ata, that you can only exist if I am aware of myself. And my awareness of myself is incomplete so long as I don't also feel your presence in my life as well. And then he says, to accomplish this, so he says you play a little game with yourself when you want to take this from the realm of someone sitting opposite you, where you've said the word ata over and over and you become aware of someone's presence. Now you turn it to Hashem and you play what he calls ani ve'ata, me and you, Hashem. So he says, for example, ani atzuv, I might be sad, ve'ata hasimcha be'atzma, but you, Hashem, are the epitome of happiness. Ani atzuv, I might be sad, ve'ata makilat atzvosi, and you have the capacity to contain my sadness. So you play this game of me and you. I am this, Hashem, you are that. Or you could say the opposite. Ataha emes atzuma, you are truth, ve'ani malei shkarim, and I am full of hypocrisies. Ataha emes atzuma, again, you are truth. Ve'ani mishtadel minaseh, I am trying, I am striving. Ataha emet atzuma, again, you are truth. Ve'ani tiponet emet, and I have a little bit of truth. So again, it's developing that awareness. It's developing that conversation outside of the realm of a sitter, where you get used to the fact of ani, there's me, ve'ata, and then there's you. In the same way you train yourself in developing that awareness in interacting with another person, all you do then is carry that over into a conversation with Hashem, not in the sitter, but where you're simply dialoguing with Hashem in this language of me or I and you. Me being me, Philip Moskowitz, and now you being a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I feel one way, Hashem, but you're Malei Rachamim. I feel that I'm full of chait, but you're full of mercy. It's developing that kind of conversation. And then he says, once you've accomplished the ani and the hu, and the ata, so there's a third way we refer, and that is who. The word who from Hashem represents Hashem as Ein Sof. In other words, a much bigger Hashem. Less of an intimate Hashem, and Hashem that's more distant and removed from us. And so he says, once you've developed this awareness of Ani and Ata, then you develop that idea of who. Who referring to Hashem as something a little bit distant, something that is a little bit more macro of a presence in the world. And he says, if you can accomplish those three words, that is the fundamental aspect of all of davening. First, it's an awareness of Ani. I am present. If I'm not present, nobody else can be in my, can exist with me. So there's Ani. Then there's Ata. There's the intimacy of Hashem and developing that awareness, that capability to sense someone else's presence and to train myself that when I say the word Ata, I'm saying it as if there's someone in front of me, and then I transfer it to the who. I develop this macro presence of Hashem, what I call big God, Hashem over the universe, not necessarily the intimacy of Hashem, but more of a sense of a Yiras Haromimus, an awareness of the greatness and the magnitude of Hashem. And if you appreciate those three words, he says, those are the cornerstone to how we approach Hashem.